last night. It runs all weekend with a bunch of other great summer movies. We'll talk to you next Friday, my friend, okay?
We'll see you, Don. Thanks, everyone. Have a great time.
All right. It's exactly 8 o'clock at WRJN. Time for the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Federal immigration raids at two Southern California pot farms spark chaotic protests. Correspondent Carter Evans is north of L.A. in Camarillo.
As the situation escalated, agents deployed what appeared to be tear gas, sending much of the crowd running.
There's got to be a better way than the way that they're acting right now.
Some appeared to throw rocks at government vehicles. Melissa Tapia says she was waiting to hear from her family who worked at the farm.
They took my brother. They took his phone away. They're banging on there, not letting people out.
In a social media post, Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Rodney Scott says 10 juveniles were found at the farms, all undocumented. Word just in, the State Department is firing more than 1,300 career diplomats and civil servants. CBS News has learned it's part of the Trump administration's sweeping plan that began earlier this year to reorganize the department. A 17-year Justice Department official's warning the agency is out for revenge. Patty Hartman, whose job included distributing news releases about January 6th prosecutions, was fired Monday. She tells CBS News,
there used to be a line, used to be a very distinct separation between the White House and the Department of Justice, because one should not interfere with the work of the other. That line is very definitely gone.
She's the fourth person dismissed in the past month. President Trump flies to Central Texas today to view the devastation from last Friday's catastrophic flash flooding. At least 121 people were killed. The search continues for another 170 or so, still unaccounted for. CBS's Jason Allen is in Kerrville.
There's no end in sight for the crews painstakingly sifting through every inch of the disaster zone.
It's all hands on deck.
Patrick Turk is a program director with Texas Search and Rescue. As people remain missing, he and his team will keep working to find them, even as they face new challenges.
Now we're dealing with the water being down drastically and huge debris fields that we have to sort through, and that takes a lot of time.
It's sweltering in Phoenix, where temps have topped 100 on all but 4 days in the past 5 weeks. Phil Butler's keeping a close eye on his plumbing and air conditioning crew.
We provide umbrellas and stuff warm to keep them in the shade. And of course, I'm out here, make sure everybody's okay. If I see anything that signs of dehydration, we sit them down, we break them.
23-year-old American delivers a surprise at Wimbledon.
Amazing, Amanda. Emotional. Amanda
Anisimova beating top seed Aryna Sabalenka to reach tomorrow's women's finals. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Salmonorama kicks off today at Festival Park. The kids' fishing pond is all filled up, and there's a $50,000 grand prize up for grabs. The over week-long event features fishing, entertainment, food, and fireworks tonight. There's more details on the festival's website. UW Parkside and other UW schools will raise in-state tuition by about 5% this fall. It follows a Board of Regents vote yesterday. Leaders say the increase balances quality and affordability after years of frozen rates. Wisconsin is honoring Milwaukee Police Officer Kendall Quarter with a funeral procession today. He was killed on the line of duty last month. After services at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, there'll be a 10-mile processional that'll take him to the Wisconsin Memorial Park Cemetery. Flags statewide are at half staff today. An Elkhorn man has been charged with a hate crime for allegedly posting a violent threat against an LGBTQ+ group in Illinois. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office played a part in the arrest of 38-year-old William Ramlow, who was extradited to Lake County. And the new Woodman's Market in Racine is nearly ready, but shoppers will have to wait a few more weeks for the opening. Those looking for a job and want to see the inside can attend open interviews next week at the store. They're starting to hire folks at that Woodman's. It's all part of a $120 million Regency Mall redevelopment. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A buzzer beater for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The NBA Summer League kicked off last night in Las Vegas. Teams getting a look at some of their youngest players. Milwaukee against Denver, down by two. Andre Jackson Jr. with a pass to the Bucks' Jamari Bouye, who moved to the right behind the three-point line on ESPN.
Jackson to inbound. He finds Bouye. Liddell all over him. The step over. He kicks it up.
The Bucks over the Nuggets, 90-89. GM John Horst and Doc Rivers to introduce Miles Turner to the media, picked up in free agency from the Pacers. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, the Brewers against the last place Nationals. The crew now just two games behind the Cubs, who beat the Twins yesterday 8-1, avoiding the sweep in Minnesota. Pete Crow Armstrong with two home runs, and former Brewer pitcher Colin Ray allowing just one run in seven innings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Quarter inch or more possible each day. We'll get to 84 for a high today, 70 tonight, 85 tomorrow. Sunday will be better with sunshine and a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Currently, it's 69.
So here we are, and I'm all grown up now, which is strange. You know, I'm a man now, which, you know, it happens so fast. That's the thing. Time flies by, but you age so gradually that you don't really realize it's happening, and then one day, everything hits you all at once. You're like, wow. I don't even know when it happened, man. Overnight. Just went to bed a young man, full head of hair, woke up a bald man with a coin purse. Just one day, bing. Grandpa. But I love it, man. It's the handiest thing. Keeps my front pocket real quiet. Keeps all my change in one handy little place. Except now I'm that guy at the front of the line going, how much? You can't stop it. You can try if you'd like, but you can't. I'm going to get old. I'm going to do old guy stuff. The other day, inexplicably, just started picking my ear with a key. I'm keeping old man hours now. That's horrible. 8 o'clock at night. 4:30 in the morning. All right, let's go do stuff.
Street. on by, pretty woman. Don't make me cry, pretty woman. Don't walk away, hey. Okay. If that's the way it must be, okay. I guess I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
The big old Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs of 83. More rain possible tonight and tomorrow. Look for sunshine on Sunday. No rain, no showers, no thunderstorms. Highs 83. 67 degrees right now and cloudy at Radio Park. Got to take another peek out the window here real quick, see what it looks like. Yeah, still cloudy. Man, nothing's changed. All right, it's not hard to lose millions of dollars. Case in point, rock stars do it all the time. Here's three of them. Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. He claims he's been bankrupt seven times. Billy Joel hired his own brother-in-law to handle his affairs and really got messed up. The guy stole millions from him, also taking out loans and making risky investments in his name. Don't you love family? All right. And John Oates from Hall & Oates says he found out he was broke in 1987 and freely admits he lived above his means. At the time, he claims that the $50 in his wallet was the only liquid asset he had. I guess being famous isn't all it's cracked up to be, huh?
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow.
gone down the old mine with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. A brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl.
Big old Ben Morris and Brown Eyed Girl. It's 8:17. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, when I read this story, I was thinking about my grandmother and could never picture her doing something like this. A 16-year-old kid without a driver's license caused a deadly crash while racing his grandmother in a sports car she had just bought for him. He was driving 155 miles an hour. She was driving 120 miles an hour. Now, the reason I can't picture it is because my grandmother never drove a car in her life. She just was afraid to, so she never did. My grandfather did all the driving. But I'm trying to picture my grandmother behind the wheel of a car driving it at 120 miles an hour. Can't do it.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There is only one new release this weekend, but it's a big one. I'm talking about, of course, the highly anticipated Superman, which according to Rotten Tomatoes, critics seem to approve of and audiences are raving about. The film is directed by James Gunn and stars David Cornsweet as the title character. Joining him in the cast is the marvelous Miss Maisel's Rachel Brosnahan, Bradley Cooper, and Nicholas Holt. In the latest installment, Lex Luthor is a tech billionaire. Sounds about right. And since this is the age of the re-release, and if you're lucky enough to live in a city where there is a limited showing, check out One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary and is playing in various cities. The film stars much younger versions of Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito and has won 5 Oscars for Best Picture and 1 for Nicholson as Best Actor. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
When you or your loved one has a life-limiting illness, you need the best care and support you can find. Hospice Alliance is chosen by more families in Southeast Wisconsin than any other. Hospice Alliance is your compassionate, community, not-for-profit hospice provider dedicated to caring for people with life-limiting illness and empowering those who support them.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with a Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
The beat. Beach Boys and Wendy. I think that's from their All Summer Long album. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where it's from. Anyway, good morning. It's 8:25 on a Friday, and Sean Del Grosso is here with me. He is the executive director of the Racine Concert Band. Another concert, the second one of the season, is coming up this Sunday at Festival Hall. Now, I said Festival Hall because it's going to be indoors this week, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to test out the indoor venue to see how well it works for us.
Now, do people still need to bring their chairs, or are there going to be chairs there?
There are going to be a few chairs, but we can't really say if there's going to be, you know, if we get a booked crowd, we run out of chairs. So it might just be a smart idea. You can bring your lawn chairs and just like a normal concert.
Yeah, okay, that's what I did last week. I brought my own chair. Something's got to hold my big body, so I figure I'll get my own chair. All right, so what's on the bill of fare for the concert this Sunday?
So we're really excited. Melissa Cardamone is going to be with us. She's going to be singing a few selections. She's got a couple classical pieces and a couple Broadway tunes just to really kind of show a wide breadth of music that she can provide.
Now, you said you're the second guest artist, right?
Yeah, we have our Aubrey Marquez playing xylophone. She's playing a really fun piece, and she's a recent graduate of Park High School.
Now, you have a regular xylophonist there, and he's really good. He's there. He's your regular one. What's his name? Do you remember?
I know Kyle plays.
Kyle, that's it.
There.
Yeah, Kyle. Moscow, is it? It starts with an M, his last name. I'm so bad at it.
It's Miskovic.
Miskovic, yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's very good at that. I don't know how they never miss the note. I mean, there's so many little things that can go wrong when you're playing the xylophone. They just never seem to miss it for some reason. And if they did, you would know it. Because
I've tried to play one of those things. I actually taught that for about 10 years, not specifically xylophone, but like little kids, and watching them hit the instrument and the mallet goes flying back into their face.
Ooh.
Yes.
Now, I once asked Kyle what the difference is between a vibraphone, which looks like a xylophone, and he said, what's it, one's electric, or what was it? Something's different about it. He told me, now I forgot.
Yeah, it can be. So the main differences between a xylophone and a vibraphone, was typically a kind of like a wood composite material and has smaller kind of smaller barrels to make the sound go different. And a vibraphone has metal bars and a lot longer pipes, and it also has a damp pedal, so it vibrates for a long time. And you can plug it in. A lot of times when it's played in jazz music, it's plugged in to make the whoa, 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 whoa sound.
Who was the famous vibraphone guy? Jazz, you just mentioned. I see his face. I just can't think. Lionel Hampton.
That's one.
Yeah, he played the vibraphone. And people who play instruments they're my heroes. I'm taking piano lessons now. I just wish I would practice more. That's my big problem, practicing.
Well, it's hard to find time.
Well, it's not hard to find time. I'm just lazy. I'm a lazy person. And we have the piano right there in the house. It's not like I have to like 10 steps to go to another room. And I said, oh, not today. But I did learn to play with my left hand and right hand, so I could play with two hands now. Not great. So don't think you bring in a piano on stage. I'm not going to do that. I know a couple of songs, but, you know, I got it where I will look at the music and I don't have to watch the keys now.
Well, that's good. That's the first step, I think.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll glance down at the keys and I'll lose my place in the music. I say, where am I? And some piano people can fake it. I told the story on the air before. My brother went to a Lady Gaga concert at Roseland Ballroom, and it was just her and a piano on stage for 2 hours. And he said he was just amazed how she entertained with that piano for 2 hours, and people just wanted more. I mean, but when Lady Gaga performs, she does Broadway tunes. She does everything, including her hits.
Oh, yeah.
But just to sit there at that piano, just her and the piano on stage while she's... And I don't know how people talk while they're playing the piano. They can talk to the audience and they're playing. I don't know how they do this stuff. Maybe someday I'll learn.
It's crazy. And I was drawn to... There was a little... I don't know if it was a YouTube documentary or like a Netflix documentary on Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett had a wonderful friendship towards the end of his life.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the people who play music, they're my heroes. I don't know how they do it. Okay, so a quick review. It's the Racine Concert Band's second concert of the year. It's going to be at Festival Hall, not the park area. It's going to be inside a Festival Hall. So, and it's not going to rain either. Sunday is going to be a beautiful day. So it's going to be inside, air conditioning, which is nice. And we got a special couple of guest artists. It's going to be a great show. And get the program guide when you're there. It's an amazing cover. Now, do you recognize all the people in there?
So there's a couple hidden gems, but really when we put together the program, when I worked with Ed Steckley to put together the program, Ed Steckley, of course, a local artist, he kind of just put there were a couple people that he thought to put in, but I really just wanted him to kind of bring out the instruments more than the people.
Well, I recognize the mayor. The mayor's there, Mayor Corey Mason. And my wife said, I think that's you sitting on top of the building with a microphone.
You did catch it.
My wife caught it because they didn't have curly hair in the picture. That's why she caught it, though. Hey, we're looking forward to it Sunday night at Festival Hall, the Racine Concert Band. Parking is free. The concert's free. Just bring yourself in a chair and you should have a good time. Plus, go ahead.
A quick note about the parking. The parking in that lot by Festival Hall is free. The garage parking is a small fee of $4, I found out. But it's a nice location, so if you got that little extra, that's a great place to park too.
But you can park on the street too.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, I'll see you Sunday night, my friend.
Absolutely, you as well. Can't wait.
All right, Sean Del Grosso, executive director of the Racine Concert Band. Should be fun right now. It's 8:31. Let's check our news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Work is nearly finished on the new Woodman's in Racine. The store at the Regency Mall site is expected to open sometime next month. But first, they need to hire some folks to do cleanups on aisle 4 and price checks. Open interviews are scheduled at Woodman's next week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The grocery is part of a $120 million Regency Mall redevelopment that will also bring new apartments, retail, and dining options to the area. A man from Elkhorn has been charged with a hate crime after allegedly posting a violent, derogatory comment targeting an LGBTQ+ organization across the state line. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office assisted in the arrest of 38-year-old William Ramlow after police tracked the threat to his home. He has since been extradited to Lake County, Illinois to face charges. The kids' pond is filled up, the bait is baited, and the grounds at Festival Park are coming alive for more than a week. Salmonorama kicks off today. Yesterday, a Racine fire truck drew water from Lake Michigan to help fill the kids' fishing pond. The tournament begins today with a $50,000 grand prize. There's also lots of entertainment planned along with food, beverages, and more. Tonight, there are fireworks. The event runs all week with more information on the festival's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Quarter inch or more possible each day. We'll get to 84 for a high today, 70 tonight, 85 tomorrow. Sunday will be better with sunshine and a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Flying to me is boring. Oh, yeah. You got to make it fun. Here's a fun thing to do when you're flying. When the guy next to you falls asleep, put your life vest on, your oxygen mask, and yell, "We're going down." You'll definitely get the armrest after that. One time I flew to Australia. It takes like 2 days to get there. And when you get there, it's earlier than when you left. When I landed, I called my house. I picked up the phone. I'm back in town. I'm hanging out with my family, you know, my dad. You know when you're young, you think your dad's Superman, and then you grow up and you realize he's just a regular guy who wears a cape and... My dad was in the Navy, you know, so he's got these stories, you know, but he always mixes them up with other stories, so you never know what he's talking about. He's like, one time we were surrounded, then we ran out of ammo, then we were fighting hand to hand, then we started dancing, and that's how I met your mother.
Don Rosen in the morning, WRJN.
All right, we're going to to talk Racine Raiders football. Head coach of the Racine Raiders, Wilbert Kennedy, is with me here. And, Coach, a big win last Saturday, right? You there, Coach?
Yep, we had a big win. Yep, I'm here. I'm with you.
Okay, big win last week.
We had a big win last week. It was great.
Ooh, who won? Do you remember the team? I don't have it in front of me here. You forgot it already?
It was... No, it was Fayetteville Commandos out of North Carolina.
I was just testing you. Actually, I forgot. I just looked it up a second ago, but I have an excuse. I'm old. You don't have that excuse. All right, now this week you're on the road. It's not a home team. It's not a home game. You'll be on the road in Detroit to take on the Motor City Rams. Is it in Detroit itself?
It's right. It's like one of the suburbs, but okay. It's right there. Right. Yeah.
Now, this week, because they are in the Eastern time zone, it's going to be a 5:45 pregame start on WRJN with the kickoff at 6 o'clock. And so it's 1 hour difference, and we should be able to figure that out. We all went to school. We know that how to subtract an hour. All right, so how's this game matching up? Is this going to be a tough one for you?
So this is a tough one. This is a big one. We lost to the other Detroit team, the Ravens, and the Ravens lost to this Rams team. So if we beat the Rams, that would make all of us 9-1 in the division. And then it comes to point differential and all those crazy things. And then I kind of see where it goes from there. Top three teams will get a bye before the playoffs.
Now, this is the last game before the playoffs are announced. And if you get a bye, it means there will be no game next week. And then you'll start the playoffs. And this is where it gets difficult because the best of the best are in the playoffs.
Right. And, coming to this league, there's a lot of really good football teams. You have the Ravens and the Rams. There's the Bills. They're out of that area also. And then you also have the Indy Bison. So the league, the top-end teams are much more competitive with one another as opposed to the league we just came out of.
Yeah. Well, I saw you guys in the 4th of July parade, and one of the players was holding up your National Champion League trophy, which he probably had to walk 2.5 miles holding up, which just seems like... I don't know how he did it. Some guy was holding a helmet, but the helmets are easy. But he held that trophy up above his head for 2.5 miles. That's a lot. What a workout that is. And we're looking for another one of those trophies. We'd love to have it and see it in next year's 4th of July parade. So quick review. We've got the Motor City Rams on WRJN. It's an out-of-town game. So the pregame is 5:45, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Don Wadewitz is going to be calling the play-by-play. And our broadcast is brought to you by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine's beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Kaylee Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Traffic Time with WRJN. Okay, so I had one question I wanted to ask you. This is what happens when I start reading something else. I forgot what I was going to ask. Now, you have no idea if your first game is going to be a home game or away, right, in the playoffs?
Correct. All we know is if we finish as a second seed, then we would have at least one home game.
That's good.
If we finish third, then we'll be on the road.
Okay. Well, good luck playing this Saturday night again. This will be in the Detroit area, and you'll be playing the Motor City Rams. We're pulling for you. And good luck, and hope you get that bye week, even though we won't have you on the radio, but it's good to have a bye week to rest up. And, Coach, good luck. Are you in the area now, or are you leaving? When are you leaving?
I'll leave in the morning.
Okay.
It's not a bad drive. We get out there in about 5 hours.
No, I thought you'd take the car. I thought you'd take the car ferry over.
Sometimes we take the motor. We want to get back in a hurry. We'll take the truck. My defensive coordinator, Pete DC, drives, and he cuts that time way down. So it's an easy drive.
Well, you want to get there alive. You don't want to. All right. All right, Coach Wilbert, Kennedy, Racine Raiders, looking forward to the game Saturday night here on WRJN. Don't forget, 5:45 pregame, 6 p.m. kickoff this week. Good luck, my friend.
Hey, thank you much. Take care.
All right, we'll talk to you next Friday. It's 8:39, local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers today, tonight, and tomorrow. A beautiful day on Sunday, sunny with a high near 83. Right now, cloudy and 68 degrees at Radio Park. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station with the Spinners. And I'll be around.
This is our broken road. Love's last episode. There's nowhere to go. Oh, no. You made your choice.
I'll be around. It's 8:42, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, do you do a lot of Zoom calls for business? Maybe Google Meet calls, same thing. I hear ways people embarrass themselves. You ready for this? They're talking for a while, don't realize they were muted the whole time. On our Zoom calls we do every week in the company, people do that. They're yakking away, and you can't hear them because they didn't turn the mute off. Saying something embarrassing when you thought you were muted. You forgot your camera was on when you went to the bathroom. Someone walked through your background naked. You didn't realize people could tell you weren't wearing pants and yelling at your kids without muting yourself. Boy, there are a lot of ways to screw up when you're on a Zoom call or one of those Google Meet calls, huh? 8:43 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. These are the Toys, a Lover's Concerto.
Stop.
ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Coming up, we'll be talking to Mike Clemens. He's got sports for us. We got a whole bunch of good items to talk about. That's all straight ahead right here at WRJN. It's 8:48 now.
Today's big deal of the day. Fuel your summer the right way at Arrow Smoothies and Cafe, where every sip and spoonful is packed with pure nutritious goodness. Cool down with a refreshing smoothie or dig into an antioxidant-rich acai bowl. Loaded with real ingredients your body will love. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Craving real flavor? Come taste the love at Jaramillo's Home Cooking, Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From their famous quesadilla tacos to Ruben's mouthwatering Spanish rice, every dish is made with passion. Great food with an unforgettable taste. You can find Jaramillo's Home Cooking off North Main at 301 Hamilton Street in Racine. Discover the flavor everyone's talking about. It's a must visit for those seeking an authentic culinary adventure. Open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
All right, it's our Friday morning chat with Mike Clemens. We're going to talk sports. The Brewers, as my brother used to say, hot as a pistol. They're doing really well.
They are. And, you know, they really pulled off a surprise because the Dodgers come to town, the best team in the National League, the former defending champions, and there's a big spotlight, and there was a huge contingency of reporters from L.A., not only just from Los Angeles, but from Japan. Like the NHK network was there, like 18 to 20 people that work for networks that, because, you know, Japan, the Dodgers are their team, so from across the Pacific. So it was a very interesting weekend. The place was packed, kind of felt like a playoff game. And the Dodgers got, and the Brewers got and beat the Dodgers 9-1 in the first game. It's just amazing. They get five runs in the first inning. And then the big matchup on Tuesday night that was carried nationally on TBS with the Miz, the 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski for the Brewers against Clayton Kershaw, and they win that one 3-1. He gives up a home run to the famous Shohei Ohtani, $700 million player for the Dodgers as a leadoff batter, but then he settles in and strikes out 12 of the Dodgers' batters on the way to a win, and then they win again. So they sweep them three games in a row, the Brewers over the Dodgers. And so what's still great, Don, about covering baseball is the access. I mean, you walk into the Dodgers clubhouse, and it's more like walking into the Packers clubhouse. There's older, bigger dudes, you know, 6'4", 6'5", that look like, you know, Tucker Kraft, the tight end for the Packers. And then you get into to the clubhouse and then into the manager's office. And I'm sitting in there talking to Dave Roberts, you know, one of the best managers in the business that led the team to the World Series last year. And he, I, you know, you could see him really frustrated after losing three in a row to Milwaukee. And kind of massaging the scalp.
More aggressive teams you face this year on the base paths.
They are. You know, it's a team that prevents runs really well. They play defense really well, and offensively they just create havoc. They steal, they bunt, they hit and run, they don't strike out much. You know, there's going to be balls in play. Pat does a good job with the roster as far as trying to maximize and create offense, you know, with that ball club.
So you were in the manager's office, you wandered in there, and if you listen carefully in that audio cut, you can hear in the background, call security, please. Something like that, right? they didn't usher you out, did they?
No.
Oh, I'm kidding. No. Anyway, so you were in the manager's office, and, you know, it's tough when you're a manager or a coach on a team, and you just lost, and now you got to talk to the press. I mean, what are you going to say?
Well, he's a pro, and he's articulate, smart guy, and then after that, you know what? He was very open with us, kind of let his hair down and all that, and then somebody said, are you going back tonight? He goes, no. He says, you know what? I got an invite. I'm going to take it. He stayed in Wisconsin yesterday. He didn't go back with the team Wednesday night. He stayed in Wisconsin to go golfing. Maybe Aaron Hills or something like that. And then he was going to take, you know, his old, a private jet back to San Francisco because they got a series starting tonight against their division rival, the Giants, tonight. But, you know, it's just great access and just a ton of great stories this week, you know, covering those guys. Like Shohei Ohtani, you know, 6'4", 209 pounds, $700 million. And, you know, he got that leadoff home run against the Miz, but then, you know, they were striking him out. He's a guy, by the way, he sleeps at least 10 hours a day. Also takes like a two-hour nap before the game. And he brings his own portable mattress when they go on the road so he has a consistent sleep wherever he goes. I mean, you know, that's what's going on the other side.
A $700 million mattress. All right.
I guess so.
Let's talk about the Brewers' closing pitcher.
Trevor McGill, who is going to the All-Star game and is very excited about that. He's a guy who, you know, got kicked out of high school, went to a charter school, had to have Tommy John surgery as a kid, you know, at the college level, got drafted, bounced around a couple of teams, and then was with the Cubs. And at 30 years old, Matt Arnold is doing a tremendous job as the Brewers GM, and these guys that he's bringing in and finding puts him on the mound as a closer for Devin Williams, who, you know, had that injury last year. And now this is your closer, 31 years old, and he's worked really hard and is performing tremendously right now. And now he gets the call to go to the All-Star game because Freddie Peralta is going to pitch on Sunday. He'd been named to the All-Star game. And so we asked Pat Murphy, Don, who's doing such a great job of pushing all the buttons in that clubhouse, what kind of a guy is – we see the competitor and the athlete in McGill on the field. What's this guy like in the clubhouse?
You know what? He's given to the team. He's if you don't know him, he's a tremendous giver. You know what I mean? He gives a lot of himself, and he's got his ways about him. It takes a while to get to know him. He's been through a lot in life. He's way more mature than you give a normal kid his age credit. And he really just loves being part of something and being an important piece of something. And now that he's found this home, last year some, you know, he was a big part of it. But this year a lot. And he's given that responsibility. He loves it. So he's very, very grateful, very, very thankful. Yeah, I'm pumped for him. Really pumped for him. There's a lot of deserving guys, you know, on our team, in my opinion. But I don't put the chess pieces together on who fits and who doesn't and who is voted. I don't even know how it works. I don't want to know. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a great honor, but it doesn't define you in any way.
Okay, so we got the Brewers hosting the Washington Nationals tonight at AmFam Field. And let's, in the last minute here, let's talk about the Bucks.
Bucks won a game last night. They're in the Summer League out in Las Vegas, where it was 108 degrees yesterday. Bucks won at the buzzer, 90-89 over the Nuggets. And then, you remember last week I was complaining about the Bucks canceled their press conference during the draft?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They're going to hold a press conference today. We'll hear from John Horst, the GM, and Doc Rivers in Las Vegas. They're going to hold that this afternoon. So, and you had to RSVP by 10 o'clock this morning. Like, what? But they're going to introduce Miles Turner, the player that they picked up in free agency from the Pacers, and they'll introduce him out there in Vegas today. So while we're covering the Brewers game tonight, those guys will be talking about the offseason. And, of course, will depend on some of the guys at the national level to say, and what does Giannis think about all the changes you've made so far?
And let's go Wimbledon. We have two Americans going into the finals at Wimbledon. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Have you been following that?
Only in the news, yeah.
And I just saw a headline that there's a woman from America that kind of surprised everybody.
Well, here's her story. She was a phenom. She was when she was a teenager, and then her father, Coach, passed away, and she said, I can't do tennis anymore. She took a year off, then came back with a vengeance, and here she is going for the title of Wimbledon this weekend. Isn't that, that's a great comeback story, huh?
It sure is.
Yeah. All right, my friend, we'll do this every Friday. Mike Clemens is watching sports for us, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate the sports reports in the morning. I can't tell you because I get filled in on everything going on, and I sound like a genius later on in the day when I'm quoting all your sports reports. And that's all you have to do is make me look good. that's
okay.
Your. All right, Mike, I'll talk to you next Friday.
It takes a village. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Yeah, right. That's a village. All right, it's exactly 9 o'clock. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you once again Monday morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Coming up next, Dan Marcus, then we've got Kurt Bowman. You keep it right here at WRJN, all right?
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. An immigration raid on a couple of pot farms in Southern California brought out hundreds of protesters who tried to stop agents from driving through fields and rounding up workers. Correspondent Camila Montoya Galvez.
What we know is that federal immigration agents at Customs and Border Protection and ICE together collectively raided this cannabis farm in Southern California that officials are now alleging was hiring and employing people who are in the country unlawfully and who are not legally authorized to work in the U.S.
The agents used smoke canisters and what appeared to be tear gas on demonstrators. President Trump flies to Central Texas today to see the devastation from last week's catastrophic flooding firsthand. CBS's Karen Hua is in Kerrville.
We know President Trump is set to land around noon local time.